Halftime. This is your Windy City Bulls Halftime Show with Ryan Fee.
It's halftime here inside the Sears Center Arena, 54-36, Raptors 905 with a convincing lead right now over the Windy City Bulls. Halftime show underway here on SportstownChicago.com. I'm Ryan Fay with you. Chris Rouse is going to join me in just a couple of moments. Fans, AT&T presents Wizards and Witches Night on Friday, March 6th as your Windy City Bulls welcome in the Capital City Go-Go at 7 p.m. And of course, all of your 6:25 p.m. pregame show. Arrive dressed in your wizarding best as night will feature a house sorting hat in the concourse, a Wizards and Witches costume contest, and an opportunity to capture the Golden Snitch as the Sears Center Arena transforms into Hogwarts Castle. Go to WindyCityBulls.com or call 847-396-7070 for details. As mentioned, 54-36 here at the half. Raptors 905 up by 18, their biggest so far of the game. Take a look at some of the numbers here individually. To start, we'll go with Raptors 905. O'Shea Brissett with an impressive 20 first half points on 7 of 11 shooting from the field to go along with 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Also contributing for Raptors 905, Henry Ellenson, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists on 4 of 9 shooting. And not to mention Matt Morgan, 2 field goals made so far to go along with 6 points in just over 12 minutes of action off the bench. Raptors 905 shooting just over 43%. Only 25% though from downtown, but they are 85% from the free throw line. We flip to the other side of the coin with Windy City. Milton Doyle, it's kind of the only thing that's got the offense going. He's got 14 first half points, 6-9 shooting from the field, 2-5 from downtown with 3 assists and a couple of turnovers as well. Off the bench, Farrakhan Hall and Kata Bates Diop each having 6 points. Kata Bates Diop 2-5 shooting so far to go along with 6 rebounds and a block shot. Well, Farrakhan, we talk about his 6 points. He's 3-4 from inside the 2-point line, rather. No 3-point attempts taken from the big man, who likes to be a stretch 4, and he does have a block shot as well. Jerron Blossom game, 4 points, 3 rebounds on 2-5 shooting. Simi Shitu hasn't taken many touches tonight, and I'll talk to Chris about that in just a couple of moments. He's only got 2 points on 1-2 shooting to go along with 1 rebound. Some other team numbers to look at. Points in the paint, the edge has led to the Raptors 905, 28-22. Second chance points, 10 second chance opportunities for Raptors 905, only 2 for Windy City. And in terms of second chance points, Raptors 905 had an edge by the score of 10-3. Fast break points also belong to the 905 over Windy City, 8-4. Biggest lead for the Raptors 905 has been as much as 18, which is the halftime score right now. Windy City has never led in this game so far, hence the no lead changes or the times we have been tied here so far this afternoon. And fans, just as a reminder, make sure you get the latest news, information, and special offers by following the Windy City Bulls on social media. Tag your post with hashtag Windy City Nation. You may see yourself in the Windy City feed on Facebook, Twitter, and or Instagram. And as we bring in now Chris Rouse, who had the first half broadcast with Jonathan Hood. It's an Education Day morning game, and I think, Chris, Windy City's kind of still waking up here a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it looks like on the offensive end, and actually it looks like that on the defensive end as well, because they still haven't adjusted to the Raptors 905, just taking the ball out the basket and running the floor. I mean, the points in the paint, very deceptive right now. Excuse me, not points in the paint. Fast break points, very deceptive. 8-4 in favor of Raptors 905. But based off of them taking the ball out of the basket, I think they've got maybe 17 fast break points in this game. And then points in the paint, also not a friend to the Bulls. Outscored 28-22 by Raptors 905.
Damian Connor in the pregame show with me said one of his keys to watch out for was defensive transition. And we're seeing a lot of times, you called out a couple of specific plays where, okay, Windy City can make a basket, but nobody's getting back, and Raptors 905 have been taking advantage of that, and credit to them.
And what's really hurt Windy City has been the plays where the, quote, big man, the 4 or 5 scores. There's been plays where Farrakhan Hall scores, and then coming back the other way, it's a big man score. Or Jerron Blossom game scores. Coming back the other way, nobody protecting the rim. Reyes cuts right to the rim, gets an easy layup. So Raptors 905, they just have good awareness of the situation when it comes to Windy City scoring and then them getting the ball up the floor like that in a hurry, 0.2 seconds almost, and then get into their offense and get a quick basket.
On assignment from the Denver Nuggets, Kata Bates Diop off the bench, 6 points, 6 rebounds in 13 minutes of action, but dude, not the best start you'd see out of an assignment player from Denver. He looks like he's still trying to get his feet underneath him here, trying to just adjust and really get into this fold of the Windy City Ball Club.
Yeah, I think he's really trying to figure out how to play with the Windy City Bulls right now. I mean, he just, the timing just isn't there. Plays where he's got teammates open. He had one play. He almost threw it right into our laps over here because he tried to throw a hook pass behind his head. Luckily, it was tracked down by Windy City. And he's also having play look like he's a little bit bothered by some of the physical play. I've seen him and Henry Ellison bang against each other on the low block. And you sort of just see Kader Bates-Diop look at Henry Ellison like, what are you doing, man? So Kader Bates-Diop really just also trying to get his timing down with Windy City. But also, it's an 11 a.m. ball game. I'm not sure how many of these he's played because he's been with Minnesota and he's only had two G League games this season.
Yeah, they don't have those in the NBA side of things with any 11 a.m. tip-offs. But you just mentioned Henry Ellison, 10 points, 8 rebounds, near double-double already through one half a play on 4-9 shooting. It seems like if he wants to try to get an outside game going, that hasn't been successful so far. He's 0-3 from downtown, but his footwork inside, specifically on sheet 2 and Hall, he's just been able to get anywhere he wants to inside, trying to come in from the top of the circle, or even some of his baseline cuts too.
And I hate to use this term, but a lot of it has been spoon-fed for Henry Ellison, because what's happened, it's been a lot of high screen and rolls. He slips to the basket, and they catch the Bulls napping. The Bulls' big men have just had a problem guarding him and also having problems protecting the rim after scoring baskets.
O'Shea Brissett, who came off the bench in the previous two games when Raptors 9-5 took on Windy City, had 16 points off the bench in their first matchup in November, 14 back in December, both wins for the 9-5. But Brissett starting today, 20 points on 7-11 shooting.
Yeah, you said he has 16-14. He might equal that in this game alone. Right. He might equal that in this game alone. He's got 20 at halftime. Really just being active. I mean, early in the game, I thought he was like a bull in the china shop. He was all over the floor, falling down, bumping into people, drawing the ball to go out of bounds. And then also, he once again, just very active, getting at the rim. He's got 3 rebounds. He's got 3 assists, creating for others. And also, he got the shooting going for Raptors 9-5. He hit their first three, and now they're shooting 5 of 20 in a game where they had missed, I want to say, what, their first 5 from three-point land.
Yep, and you look at this for Windy City. Just to combine this really quick, one of my keys was perimeter defense. So far, nobody's really getting the shot going from the long range from the first half as a whole, but, you know, we kind of saw Raptors 9-5 start to pick that up in the latter stages of the second quarter. Raptors 9-5, just 5 of 20 from downtown. Windy City just 3 of 14 at a 21% clip. And for the 9-5, as the kids get really loud here during our halftime show, I hope it's just for us. Chris Rouse, Ryan Fay with you here on SportstownChicago.com. Bulls are outscoring that second quarter 31-16. Milton Doyle, 14 first half points. He's been the only consistent source of offense overall.
Yeah, that's because Windy City, out of the gate, they were trying to get Adam Makoka going, and that plan has not worked. He's 0 for 6 from the field, 0 for 2 from three-point land, but you still got to keep going to him. I mean, the next step up for Adam Makoka's game is his offense. I mean, we all knew coming in, he's got the prowess on the defensive end. We saw it the other night against Luka Doncic. For him, it's about getting his offense going. How can you be a consistent factor when your team is struggling? How do you put the ball in the basket? He's not a strong outside shooter, only shooting 32%. And then getting to the rim hasn't been an easy move for him in this game either. So how does he get his points going forward in this game?
And you know who else has been quiet in this first half? Simi Shitu. 2 points, 1-2 shooting, 1 rebound. This is not the same Simi Shitu that we've been accustomed to seeing with his growth of his game in the 2020 calendar portion of the year.
And I think that's more of the scheme, though. I mean, you look at Simi Shitu with only 2 points on 2 shots in a matchup against Henry Ellison, who is not the biggest guy on the low block. No. So Shitu could throw the body into him to try to get his own basket. So for Simi Shitu, expect to see more touches from him. And also, how do you get Adam Makoka going? I think that's going to be the two keys for Windy City coming out offensively in the second half.
He's 0 of 6 so far from the field, 0 of 2 from downtown. But he does have a couple of steals. To his credit, another guy that's been kind of quiet on the offensive side, and that we kind of hyped this up in the pregame show, is Justin Simon. He's also 1 of 7 from the field through that first half.
Yeah, Justin Simon, just too many outside shots for Justin Simon. I mean, he hasn't really been able to get to the rim the way he would like to, but the one basket he did have was him driving to the basket, took some contact from Paul Watson, and hit a fall away. So for Justin Simon, how do you get him airborne? Meanwhile, you get the other guys. That's more your ground game with Shitu and Makoka shooting from the outside. How do you get Justin Simon lanes to take off at the rim?
2-1 credit, though, for Windy City's defense. Paul Watson is coming off of a season best, 34 points in Long Island back on Sunday. He's kind of quiet, 4 points, 1-6 so far from the field. But as I say that, though, with the Raptors 9-5 up 54-36, and as you get ready for the second half call with Jonathan Hood, what do you need to see Windy City have an emphasis with to start off this third quarter, whether it's on the offensive side or defensive end?
Well, on the offensive side, you got to get Simi Shitu some touches. I mean, for him to only have two shots in that first half is almost – it's borderline inexcusable considering the matchup here. You got Henry Ellenson guarding him, not really known as a post defender, so you got to get Shitu more touches. In the second half, offensively, you got to get the other wing players going, Justin Simon, Adam Akoka. How do you get those guys going offensively? Jerron Blossom game has had his share of touches, just a little longer, a little short, depending on where he takes the shot from. So, I mean, he's in the rhythm, but the shots just aren't falling. But you absolutely have to give Shitu and Makoka going if Windy City's going to have any chance of winning this game.
54-36, Windy City down by 18 as we get set for the second half. Call, have a great call in the second half. We'll talk to you in the postgame show as well. Coming up next, second half action between the Bulls and the Raptors, 9:05. Here next on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com.